Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The three steps to allegiance with the Imam of Time, Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Du'as and ziyarat play a very important part in one's growth and perfection. And to this, a lot of emphasis has been given in the Shia school of thought. Many ziyarat have been reported to address the infallible imams. The text and contents of it are high and rich in ma'rifah. By extending our salams and salutations to them, it is our understanding and respect to them which increases. Among these ziyarat is ziyarat Jama'at al-Kabira, which is a whole world of ma'rifah, knowing and acquaintance. One of the best means of addressing the infallible imams alayhi salam. Marhum Allama Amini, the author of Al-Ghadir, one of the renowned ulama of the Shia world, has said, "Someone who is familiar with ziyarat Jama'at al-Kabira is familiar with the religion and acquainted with the imams alayhim assalam." Therefore, ziyarat play an important role in elevating one's ma'rifah and one's spiritual uplift. The same applies to our ziyarat to Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. With an excuse of him being in occultation, we cannot just distance away further from him. Among the ways and means to have a relationship with him is by reciting the du'as and ziyarat reported and emphasized in this regard. If one is not familiar with Arabic, then ponder into its meaning so that we know what we are reciting and what we are saying. One of the ziyarat is the shorter version of Dua al-Ahd, which starts, "Allahumma balligh mawlaya sahib al-zaman salawatullahi alayhi," so on and so forth. We are told to recite this every morning. In one of the phrases of this dua, we read, "Allahumma inni ujaddidu lahu fi hadha al-yawm wa fi kulli yawmin ahdan wa aqdan wa bay'atan fi raqabati." That is, O Allah, indeed I renew with him on this day and on every day a covenant, a contract and allegiance that I have on me on my neck. The three words Ahd, Aqd and Bay'a, in a glance they may look similar. Their difference can be understood with just a little research. Ahd is to know the situation followed by an agreement, that is, we know the Imam and our duties and enter into an agreement. Aqd is to implement or to confirm and to tie the agreement. That is, after knowing and agreeing, we confirm to stay with him. Bay'at is a contract, an agreement of friendship, and to obey and to follow him. For that allegiance and bay'at with the Imam, three steps are required. First, Ahd is the initial agreement after knowing. Two, Aqd, confirming this agreement, that is, by good performance. And three, bay'at, accepting the obedience sincerely. Allahumma inni ujaddidu lahu fi hadha al-yawm wa fi kulli yawmin ahdan wa aqdan wa bay'atan fi raqabati. O Allah, indeed I renew with him on this day, and on every day a covenant, a contract, an allegiance that I have on me, on my neck. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma kull zalik al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan. صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه وفي كل ساعة أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طبيعا.